Well, Scott, tell us why the Perth Wildcats.
It was a no-brainer for me, actually. After I got back from China with the World Cup, I actually planned on taking a few months off and stepping away from the NBA and kind of relaxing for the first time in 25 years. And when this situation appeared, it was just a no-brainer. I followed the league for the last two or three years. You got a hell of a coach here. This is a machine that's operating at a very high level, and for me to come in and just be a piece of it and try to help was just a no-brainer for me. And then obviously the city's spectacular, the weather, the players, it was a no-brainer.
Tell us, you got to know Trev during that China.
Yeah, that was the first time I've actually met with him, and so we toured for about a week together and played the three games, and so I got to see him coach and just meet him. And, never thought anything would ever come of that, but obviously it was a blessing in disguise. And when the situation happened, I kind of reached out to him right away. And within two or three days, it seemed like something was going to happen. And I didn't care about anything other than just getting over here and getting started. And when you're in my position of where I've been and how long I've been doing this, these kind of opportunities get rare to come over to a place like this. And I think it's just part of my journey.
How do you go from, I want to take a couple months off, to, no, I do want to coach again, well, on the other side of the world as well?
Yeah, my wife looked at me a little crazy, but she knew how badly I actually wanted to come to Australia. My daughter was here a few years ago at school in the Queensland in Brisbane, and I just heard so much wonderful things. And like I said, I followed the league. I know what they're doing over here, and I think it's just a great opportunity to learn for 4 months. Like I said, be around a hell of a coach and a hell of an organization.
So you keep on learning. You said you had 25 years in the NBA, but you still can learn?
No question. I was fortunate enough to sit next to the winningest coach in NBA history, Don Nelson, for most of my career. I lived with him during my days at Golden State. And you're always learning. And, I learned this morning with Trevor just going through his practice plans. And you're never too old to stop learning. And as a coach, you're always thinking for other ideas and things. And I think the other thing that's very attractive here is just the players. The players are just no-nonsense, grinding kind of guys that are tough mentally, and I was very intrigued by that.
What's your main role then here?
Get out of the way and just make sure that, I'm here to help the players, really, in my mind, to get them comfortable post-play, talking to them on the side. Trevor's obviously got this well in hand, and I'm just here to help the assistant coaches grow as coaches and just be a part of the organization and kind of just stay in the background and let them do their things, and whatever they need, I'll help them.
Mission learning. We haven't seen a chair on the court before.
Yeah.
Talk us through what you were just doing then.
Well, we're going to have more chairs on the floor at some point or another, but it's just drills that I've used over the years. I've been fortunate enough, I told a story. I'm big and fat now, but I actually played point guard my whole career. I was a backup guard and a two guard, and when you get fat, they always think you're going to be a big man's coach, and that's what happened to me. And I got down to Dallas with Nelly, and the first player I got was Dirk Nowitzki. And so from there, it went to Pau Gasol, to Valanciunas, to Porzingis just a few years ago. And so I've been fortunate enough to be around a lot of bigs, and I've learned a lot from them, and I've seen a lot. And, I just incorporate some of those things and help these guys. I worked out with Nick this morning and Wags this morning and just going through the process.
They're all massive European big names. Do you think that's why it applies? Probably matches up better with the NBL, because they're some of the biggest European big men in the NBA history.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I've just been fortunate to be there at the right time in the right place with some of those guys. And I think just coming over here and they were in need of that kind of position to be held here. And I knew the players. It was just an easy thing for me to decide. And I think the players hopefully respect, where I've come from and what I know. And hope I can, help them during the course of games, off the court, and so on and so forth.
So you got a big challenge for them next, the big
season
this week with Bogut.
Yeah, we drafted Bogut when I was in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
So.
So how involved were you with him at the time?
Well, at that point, when we got him, I was still in the front. I went to the front office for 2 years in Milwaukee while my daughter was changing schools. So I was very active with him, but not so much on the floor. And then I've just stayed in contact, obviously, through the years, and we've coached against him many, many times. So I know him very well. And I've been around him a lot, and he's a hell of a player, and he's obviously a featured name here, which has done a great service, I think, to the league to have someone like him here.
So how does someone like Darrow, who's a lot shorter, to compete again? What's the keys to someone a lot taller than you?
Well, I think like anything else, it's just the intensity to go play. He's obviously a great player, and he's a little up in his years though. But I think at the end of the day, he's very cerebral. You just got to be smart against him and go after him. You can't be afraid of anybody. You can't take any back steps. and just attack him, and we'll see what happens.
Do you reach into your bag of tricks of what you've used in the past?
Like I said, Trevor's got this well in hand. He doesn't need any ideas from me, and when he needs something, I'm sure he'll come and ask me. Right now, the last 24 hours has kind of been a whirlwind of just kind of getting settled in my house. You know, my blood pressure goes to a million when I hop in the car to drive. So I got other issues besides worrying about Bogut right now. But like I said, this is a very finely oiled machine. I saw it this morning in action. I saw what they do and how they treat the players, and it was very impressive.
Will Weaver, have you coached against him?
I saw coached against Will last year in the G League. I just left Minnesota this summer, and Thibodeau asked me to go down there and set up their G League team they just bought. So we played Will's team at the very end of the year. He had actually a very, very high level, good team there until they started picking players off. We took Mitch to Minnesota with us. But, you know, he's a very good young coach that's come up and coming, and he got a heck of a job for his first time overseas.
He lost the plot the other night.
I saw he got a little hot, but, you know, it's part of the passion of doing what you do, and he's young and he's learning, and you grow with that, and you know, it's not a bad thing to show intensity and be for your guys.
Probably last question. You said you've studied this league
yes.
for the last couple of years.
Yes.
How much have you watched of the Wildcats, and what have you made?
Well, the funny thing is, you know, I watched when I got home from China. I had about 5 or 6 weeks, obviously, up until this point, and so I started watching the first month of the season. I actually watched a lot of the Perth games, not knowing that I would be here, and so I've watched probably 8 to 9 games already of them, of different formats of them playing, and so I'm pretty up to date on what they're doing and what's going on in the league and following some of the other teams. I had Melo Trimble with me in Iowa, and there's a few other players, obviously, from the G League that are down here, so I'm familiar with what's going on.